This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's a weekend. It's a special weekend, a holiday weekend, a run-up to the 4th of July, and we're live. We're here on a weekend where lots of radio hosts are taking the week off. I'm here behind this very microphone, my favorite place to be, to share vital health information with you. Can't think of a better place to celebrate the 4th of July than with my radio audience. And you can participate. You can come directly into the doctor's office and pose your question by calling 877-726-8255. We're here. We're at your service. It beats going to emergency care or the doc in the box, as they call them, this weekend when most doctors are taking the weekend off. 877-726-TALK is our number. And we got lots to talk about this weekend. This hour, we're going to take a special look at how to assess supplement quality. What are some of the things to look for in quality supplements? What are some of the considerations for you, the consumer? We're going to look at a very interesting situation in California, where California, interestingly, has banned the use of soda taxes until the year 2031. How did that come about? Well, it's an interesting story. Follow the money trail. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we'll start with a story about antidepressants. You know, I'm old enough to remember when the first of a new category of antidepressants was introduced in 1987. That drug was Prozac. And Prozac was thought to be a very special antidepressant because most antidepressants up until that point were known to cause weight gain. And Prozac initially was touted as the first antidepressant that not only didn't cause weight gain, but suppressed appetite and helped people lose weight. The idea is that it promoted serotonin. Serotonin would produce satisfaction, the very same satisfaction that came from food, and thus people would eat less. Well, that was a hollow promise, because those of you out there who take antidepressants, or maybe you know someone who has started to take antidepressants, know that, au contraire, the entire category of SSRI medications, and there have been many since the introduction of Prozac in 1987, Zoloft, Paxil, Lexapro, Celexa, you name it, that virtually all these medications can cause weight gain. And now comes the latest study, the largest study of its kind, that confirms that that is indeed the case for virtually all antidepressants. The research collated medical data from over 300,000 adults monitored over a decade and suggests that widespread and increasing antidepressant use could be contributing to a growing obesity crisis worldwide. So looked at a group of 314,000 subjects monitored across a 10-year period, and they found that the largest weight gains on antidepressants were seen to occur not immediately, but during the second and third years of treatment. During the second year of treatment with an antidepressant, subjects were 46% more likely to gain 5% more weight than those not taking antidepressants. And of interest was that it wasn't just people who were overweight to begin with. It didn't matter what weight you started. Weight increases were consistent regardless of the individual's starting weight. All the antidepressants caused weight gain. They were virtually indistinguishable in terms of their potential to cause weight gain. And the only outlier was a relatively uncommonly prescribed antidepressant. It's actually something used for major depression when any other antidepressants fail. It's a rather sedating antidepressant called Remeron, which makes people lethargic and possibly interferes with exercise and really makes you want to eat like a house on fire. So this adds to the many medications out there that can increase appetite. And oh, by the way, many fibromyalgia medications can do that. Antidepressant medications now conclusively associated with weight gain, yet another reason to opt for a more natural approach to the problem of depression, often overdiagnosed and overtreated. Here's a good story about the opposite, what works for weight loss. It's something called the 16-8 diet. We've talked before here on Intelligent Medicine about something called time-restricted feeding, or TRF, as it's sometimes abbreviated. And TRF was put to the test in a group of obese volunteers. They had an average body mass index, or BMI, of 35. To give you an idea what that is, optimal BMI is anywhere from 23 to 25. So these folks were not just a little overweight, they were well on their way to morbid obesity with a BMI of 35. And what they did with them is they simply told them that they should restrict their eating from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's how they got the name for the diet, the 16-8 diet, 16 hours of fasting and 8 hours of eating. And oh, by the way, there was no restriction on what they could eat. The dieters were told they could eat any type and quantity of food they desired, but only during the allotted time, from 10 to 6, and then they had to stop eating. For the remaining 16 hours, they could only drink water or calorie-free beverages. And the individuals were followed for 12 weeks, and the results were incredible. Those who followed the time-restricted eating diet consumed fewer calories, lost weight, and had improvements in blood pressure. Participants consumed about 350 fewer calories. They lost about 3% of their body weight. To give you an idea what that might be, if they weighed 300 pounds, that would be 10 pounds of weight loss. And they saw their systolic blood pressure decrease by a whopping 7 millimeters of mercury, 7 points. So when it came to other measurements, insulin resistance, cholesterol, fat mass, the results were similar to the control group who didn't follow the 16-8 diet. So the author of the study, Dr. Christer Verratti, says, the take-home message from this study is that there are options for weight loss that do not include calorie counting or eliminating certain foods. And, in fact, one of the benefits of the 16-8 diet may be that it's easier for people to maintain. There's deprivation during the time that you don't eat, but during the time that you get to eat, you don't have to pick your way through a minefield of high-calorie foods. You just eat what you feel like eating, but then you stop eating at a certain time. The researchers observed that fewer participants dropped out of this study when compared to other studies on fasting diets. So it really seemed to do the job. The 16-8 diet, they say, is another tool for weight loss that we now have preliminary scientific evidence to support. So imagine when you harness the benefits of the 16-8 diet, time-restricted feeding with a little bit of discretion in terms of what you eat, and the results can truly be spectacular in terms of optimizing weight and eliminating conditions like high blood pressure, high blood sugar, high cholesterol, cardiovascular risk, and obesity. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You can call us 877-726-8255. We'll be right back with some of your questions here on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For decades, I've been preaching about the importance of a regimen of basic supplements that everyone should consider a part of their daily health routine. I've received countless questions from my audience asking for a specific recommendation, so I came up with an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the Intelligent Medicine lifestyle, the same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com and check out my Intelligent Medicine Starter Kit, a short list of the basic supplements that I recommend as a starting point for those looking to take control of their health. They're the essential elements of a basic program that everyone could benefit from. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immune protocols and much more. Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals. And for a limited time, you'll get 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We'll take your calls in just a moment, 877-726-8255. In this hour, we're also going to take a special look at how to select high-quality supplements. What are the criteria? But first, colostrum is something that has really arrived on my radar screen, and now I'm using it frequently with patients suffering from gastrointestinal complaints, from leaky gut syndrome, but also who require support for immunity, patients with autoimmune disorders, skin disorders, eczema, psoriasis, arthritis. All these relate to the integrity of the gut, so-called leaky gut syndrome. And a nutritional supplement that I recommend and use that's clinically proven to maintain optimal immune function, eliminate harmful pathogens, and fight infections, is colostrum LD. It's a very high-quality colostrum, a liposomal delivery system for colostrum from Sovereign Laboratories. They're real specialists in making high-quality colostrum. Adding colostrum LD daily to your diet provides the essential nutrition needed to maintain optimal health, and with Sovereign's proprietary enhanced delivery system, Colostrum LD is the most effective colostrum available. If you want to order it or try it, just go to sovereignlaboratories.com. That's sovereignlaboratories.com. And if you're a first-time customer, you can get a full five-day supply for free. Just go to sovereignlaboratories.com for colostrum LD. Now let's hear from Scott in Wisconsin.
Hi.
Hi, Scott.
Hello,
you're on air.
Can you hear me?
I hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes. So my question is, I'm a Iraq veteran, or Iraq war veteran, and I use the VA system for my medical treatment mainly, and I've had problems with my throat, and they had me do a EGD, which I'm not sure what that stands for.
Yeah, this an endoscopy. They look down with a tube.
Yeah, and they didn't find anything wrong, but since it still doesn't seem like it's okay.
So, I mean, what are your symptoms? Do you have, like, hoarseness? Do you have a pain on swallowing? Or, you know, what's going on?
Just, well, swallowing and just, it's like pressure in my throat.
Okay. So there's a spectrum of possibilities for you. What they're looking for is the possibility that you have some kind of esophagitis. And you can see that by putting a tube down there. But they didn't really find anything, and yet you still have your problem. Did they prescribe any acid blockers for you? They often do just on the basis of your symptoms.
They have me on omeprazole, I think it's called.
Any benefit to that? Usually not, right?
Well, if I don't take it, I really have problems. But
okay, so it helps a little bit. All right, so you know there are actually many components to this. You know, one of them actually is, you know, whatever's happening in your sinuses tends to drip down into the back of your throat and cause irritation. We call this LPR, laryngopharyngeal reflux. It's kind of a combination of things that come from below, you know, your stomach acid refluxing up, as well as stuff that's coming from above, you know, chronic inflammation of your sinuses with a postnasal drip. When you have also pressure in your throat, sometimes it's related to stress and tension. So there is this condition called globus, which is actually considered a psychosomatic condition where pressure occurs in the throat. So it may be, you know, one or the other or a combination of all the above that's affecting you. Recently we had a podcast from Dr. Jamie Kaufman, who's great because she takes a really comprehensive approach to this. She just really doesn't like acid blocking medication. She suggests a diet. That diet is in her book, which is entitled Dropping Acid. I would add that people should be taking things like DGL, which is a deglycerinated form of licorice, which is very soothing. Also, a product that I like is Endefen, E-N-D-E-F-E-N, which coats and soothes the throat and the esophagus. You can obtain that through our website at drhoffman.com. It's the full script website where you can get a lot of health products that we talk about here on Intelligent Medicine. Diet. Diet's real important here. And certainly patients who are overweight, there tends to be pressure on the esophageal sphincter causing reflux. Losing weight reduces the abdominal pressure and helps to prevent reflux. But beyond that, there are certain foods that are culprits and often going on a lower carb diet, eliminating the familiar culprits like coffee and alcohol. And, you know, certainly you being a Gulf War veteran, you may have, you know, with those terrible sandstorms, a lot of burning petroleum, you may be suffering from chronic inflammation of the nasal passages, which makes this worse. So there's a variety of things going on here. And unfortunately, the VA, you know, they're going to rule out serious problems. But when it comes to problems that are not life-threatening but extremely bothersome, they may miss the boat. All right. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-8255. Keep those calls coming. This is the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And weird stuff happening in California. You know, soda taxes have been shown to curtail the consumption of sugary beverages, and modeled after the taxes that we now exact on cigarettes. What does a pack of cigarettes cost in New York City? I don't know. Last time I bought one was in 1975, I think. $2, $2.25. Now $13, and clearly this had an impact on the number of Americans who smoke, the percentage of Americans who smoke. Economic incentives can shape behaviors. And now it's been conclusively demonstrated that sugar in sodas, especially high fructose corn syrup, is responsible for a large proportion of our epidemic of obesity, our epidemic of type 2 diabetes, which we're seeing even now in our kids, and is clearly a health hazard. We have the smoking guns in terms of studies that link the consumption of soda to bad health. And in California, there was a lot of gridlock at the level of the state legislature in Sacramento. So different California municipalities started to enact sugar taxes to try and curtail the consumption of soda. And so this is costing the soda industry a lot of money. It's blocked bills to tax and label sugary drinks for years. And the campaigns are expensive for the beverage industry. It spent $30 million in 2016 to unsuccessfully fight tax proposals in San Francisco and Oakland. And it was until just recently fighting a losing battle in California, which is a real litmus test of what things could happen across the country. But in a very crazy, you have to call it legislative blackmail, the beverage industry came up with an ingenious, evil strategy. They came up with an initiative that would make it hard to raise state and local taxes across the board, and tried to shove it down the throat of legislators and the citizens of California. And what that would have done is it really would have penalized a lot of municipalities, local governments, who are strapped for cash. And they put a lot of money into that initiative. And there was a Mexican standoff in the California legislature. And what ended up happening is finally California legislators, frustrated by this initiative, which would have limited the flexibility of municipalities to raise taxes, backed down. And get this, they enacted a ban on creating taxes on soda and other sugary drinks until 2031. So the sugar industry, the beverage industry, got an enormous reprieve in California as a result of legislative chicanery. Senator Scott Wiener, San Francisco Democrat, compared this to a nuclear weapon aimed at local government budgets. He urged public health advocates to direct their anger at soda companies who forced the legislature's hand rather than the lawmakers who approved the deal. Public health groups and other soda tax supporters decry the deal as a cynical ploy to protect beverage companies' profits and further evidence of their political power in Sacramento. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and the Trade Association annually donate hundreds of thousands of dollars to lawmakers of both parties. They're covering in their bets. Political organizations tied to legislative caucuses and the California Democratic and Republican parties. It's an equal opportunity system of graft. The American Beverage Association, for its part, says that, quote, its aim is to help working families by preventing unfair increases to their grocery bills. However, Assemblyman Richard Bloom, who's from my hometown, Santa Monica, California, says, quote, what on earth has happened here? If I sound like I'm frustrated, angry, and disgusted, I am. So they say that lawmakers in fiery floor speeches echo their outrage over how the deal came together, but most ultimately chose to cave and support the bill, enacting a ban on soda taxes till 2031 as the better of two bad options, because this is really a form of legislative blackmail. And the beverage industry really showed a masterful hand in engineering this coup. All right, when we return, we're going to take a deep dive on the subject of supplement quality, how you, the consumer, can distinguish among supplements in a marketplace that's kind of like a free fire zone. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a comprehensive formulation that supports optimal bone density to ensure your future bone health. It's Osteothera plus Ipraflavone from Claire Labs. Osteothera plus Ipraflavone helps inhibit bone resorption and promotes new bone formation. The Osteothera plus Ipraflavone formulation is vital for supporting the body in the formation and regeneration of bone to ensure your optimal skeletal health. I believe in Osteothera plus Ipraflavone so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, and I recommend it to my patients. For more information and to purchase Osteothera plus Ipraflavone, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And as promised, we're going to talk about dietary supplements, sorting fact from fiction. You know, we've got a situation here in this country which critics of supplements have dubbed a free fire zone. They claim that there's just absolutely no supplement regulation, that you don't know what you're getting, there's no way of determining whether you're really getting a high-quality supplement or something that's adulterated. And so with us to help clear the air is an expert on this subject. He's Jeremy Appleton. He's got a degree in naturopathic medicine. He's vice president of science and education at Claire Labs. Jeremy, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
It's my pleasure. So help us out here. I mean, is it really true that there's no regulation, that there's no way for the consumer to determine other than by blindly accepting advertising claims that a supplement is of high quality?
It's really somewhere in between. It's definitely not true that supplements are unregulated. There are extensive regulations concerning the manufacture and advertising of dietary supplements. The issue is that dietary supplements are regulated differently than drugs are. They don't require any pre-market approval or for substantiation of the claims they're making. So they need to be safe. They need to be made according to good manufacturing practices. But the enforcement is sometimes lax. And there are a lot of companies out there who simply don't follow the rules, and they make outrageous claims about their products, which are not substantiated. So a consumer has their choice of companies that range from, frankly, almost criminal to those that are really of pharmaceutical level of quality and are very responsible and ethical companies. And so they need to start to look for the clues to tell them which companies are which.
And what are some of those clues? You know, a big established company, a company with a good reputation, but
sure. Well, one of the easiest ones. Yeah, one of the easiest clues is if a company is making any kind of disease claim about a dietary supplement, that should be a red flag, because dietary supplements are not permitted to be advertised to treat, mitigate, prevent, or cure any disease. There are a few exceptions, calcium and osteoporosis, and the FDA has very specific language that it permits. But in most cases, if somebody is claiming to treat your arthritis, or if you're going to shed unsightly pounds while eating bonbons on the couch, you know, those types of claims, you should look upon them with a skeptical eye. And any company that is really a high-quality operation very much understands that their advertising needs to be in the form of structure function language, as it's called, which is supporting normal structure and function of the body, but not treating and preventing actual diseases. Even if the supplements themselves are capable of doing that, the companies that sell them are not allowed to advertise them in that way.
But I have a little bit of a problem with that proposition, which is based on a piece of legislation called DSHEA, Dietary Supplement Health Education Act, which I believe happened in the 1990s. And what that says is, as you just iterated, that you can't make disease claims. But let's say, you know, there's a supplement that you know is going to be beneficial for blood sugar.
Correct.
And it will say for supporting optimal blood sugar within normal range. And so a person might say, well, my blood sugar is totally whacked out. I'm pre-diabetic. Why would I want to, you know, take a supplement that doesn't purport to help me, only a normal person, to keep them within normal range? In other words, it constrains a true statement based on actual scientific research.
Correct. It is absolutely a form of, one could say, a violation of free speech. But it was a negotiated settlement, if you will, in 1994 with that DSHEA. Yeah. What I would say about that is that the within normal limits part is something that's been more of a guidance, but it's not hard and fast enforcement. So you can say something like supports healthy glucose metabolism, which is a little bit more adaptable to people who have both healthy glucose levels and unhealthy glucose levels. And that is still within the boundaries of what's acceptable language. But I agree with you. It's very difficult to read these structure function, the compliant language is sometimes much less informative about what is actually the benefit of these supplements, which is why it's a good idea for people to dig a little deeper and actually look at least the abstracts of the medical research that are freely available online. And many of the companies will point you to those, even if they themselves can't use the language. They may have done a study, or their ingredient may have a lot of research published in the peer-reviewed medical literature to support it, and they might point you to that reference and say, okay, look, we can't talk about this, but here's the study that shows what we're actually talking about here.
That's kind of what I do, you know, 24/7, is get the word out about, you know, honest assessment of supplements and their potential value, because I'm a physician. I'm not, you know, a supplement manufacturer. So when it comes to purity and adulteration, I mean, actually similar but two separate issues. Attorney General Schneiderman, who's since gone down in infamy because of some personal indiscretions, had really undertook a jihad against supplements a couple of years back, saying that he audited supplements and found that, A, they didn't deliver what they purported to deliver, and, B, they were full of contaminants. So how do you, you know, for example, Claire, the company that, you know, you work with, how do they make sure that, A, the ingredients are what they are said to be, the purity is there, if it's 70%, it really is 70%, and B, that there aren't inadvertently some bad things in the supplements that you take. Say the product, the raw material comes from China. China, you know, is a little bit of a sketchy place when it comes to ingredients.
Well, so you ask some very intriguing questions. First of all, to the point about the New York Attorney General, he definitely overstepped his bounds, and particularly because his office did not possess expertise in the methods for determining the identity of these herbal products. So they were insisting upon a particular scientific standard that wasn't this DNA barcoding, that wasn't capable of correctly evaluating, say, for example, extracts of herbs. It would only be able to identify whole plants. So they unfortunately misapplied the science in a somewhat political way. There are a number of agencies, nonprofit, non-governmental organizations that are expert in determining what are the appropriate methods. The American Botanical Council, the American Herbal Products Association, the Council for Responsible Nutrition, and these groups, as well as the United States Pharmacopeia, have set standards for identifying what are the markers that you're looking for to know that you actually have in the supplement what you say you have, and also what are the tests you should be doing to demonstrate freedom from contamination. Mm-hmm. And so responsible companies like the one that I work for, Claire Labs, we have third-party laboratories who do analytical testing on all of our raw materials for every lot of
They come in big barrels. So before you put them into capsules, you test the barrel to see if it's the real deal, right?
Well, first of all, we qualify our vendors. Not anybody can. We don't just buy the raw materials, the herbs, the vitamins or minerals or probiotic. Raw materials, we don't buy them from just anybody. A company has to go through a rigorous qualification process before it's even allowed to sell to us, and they have to send us samples, and we have those samples qualified by third-party analytical laboratories. And after they've gone through the qualification process, then we can have the material in our product. And that's just the initial screening. Every single time we make a lot of that product, it goes through the same testing. And that's very important. And a lot of companies cut corners on doing that because,
frankly, it's expensive. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At one point, I was manufacturing supplements, and the expense to test was tremendous. And the temptation was to, let's trust without verifying, and that's not a good policy.
No, you have to verify every time, because even if a company isn't deliberately cutting corners, accidents happen. Yeah. Things happen that are unexpected. That's why we have finished product testing as well as raw material testing. Even after we've tested all the ingredients and we put them into the formula and they're encapsulated and they're going down the line, we do spot checks, and we will send the finished product out for testing to make sure that something didn't happen along the way that was unexpected. Now, we have good manufacturing practices and a state-of-the-art facility, so it's much less likely that something like that would happen in our facility than in another one, but that doesn't prevent them
all the time.
Do all
companies follow the GMP? It says GMP. And it is,
yes.
Do all companies have to do that, or is that just
They do now, option? Yes. There was a phase-in period, but at this point, anybody who's manufacturing dietary supplements is expected to be following the good manufacturing practices for dietary supplements. And this covers all of those details of manufacturing and cleanliness, everything from the hygiene of the facility and rodent control and all that sort of thing, right down to the analytical testing that's done on the raw materials to ensure their identity, purity, potency, and freedom from contamination.
And what about the potential for allergens? That's a big issue.
Yes.
A lot of people are eating so carefully, and then they worry, maybe their supplements are causing problems.
Yes, there's some legislation in place to cover allergens as well, that called FALCPA, F-A-L-C-P-A. And so there are 8 identified allergens that, if you know them to be present, milk, like dairy products, wheat, shellfish, tree nuts, and so forth. If you know from your raw material specifications that one of these allergens is present, you are legally, as a manufacturer, required to disclose that on the label. You have to say it contains soy, contains dairy, contains tree nuts. However, there are a lot of things that aren't technically these FALCPA allergens that people want to avoid anyway. Say, for example, they don't want to eat corn, or they don't want a GMO in their products, or they want ingredients that are, you know, free of unnecessary fillers, binders, what we call excipients in the industry. And so some companies, and Claire Labs is certainly one of them, make an additional effort to try to formulate their products without the use of unnecessary additives and just what is absolutely necessary to produce a quality product.
So where can people get additional information? I'm looking at the website, Claire.com, K-L-A-I-R-E. And I want to thank you very much for sharing that information with us.
Claire is a practitioner brand, so the people who want to take Claire products need to go through their healthcare provider too.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. I'm Dr. Ron Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the same trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years, free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.